Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, Chef Bruno Cerato, Anaheim White House.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Maria Elena Infantino. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I am glad that I am, because I am learning what it actually means day in and day out. I remember when I started as a singer, trying to make headway in the world of music. I remember knocking on so many doors, producers, directors, musicians, recording studios. I knocked on so many doors, and I thought to myself, won't somebody help me? And it was crazy because I was working so hard. I was trying so hard. Eventually, I did some great things in music, and I did have support, and I also started to develop fans. And so it became a wonderful thing. But the interesting thing is that in all this time that I quote-unquote wanted help, I was trying to convince people that if you help me, I will do something for you. I wasn't just planning on just singing and just, okay, now I take the money and go home. What I do when I sing, still today, I make people laugh. I make people feel good. People connect with their heart. It's a different experience. And this is what I wanted to share with people. It wasn't just about me being famous. It wasn't just about me making money. So this comes to play, this story, in two ways. One is very obvious because our musical guest tonight is a singer. And when she sings, almost everything she does, she's raising money for something. So she's giving as she's getting, so to speak. And giving and getting is so much of what today's show is about. So recently, I was actually trying to help some singers, and I was also trying to help some other people in some of their businesses. And I was trying to do it through, we are doing it through the show, and we promote people and we promote their causes and all of that. So it's kind of a no-brainer. But I sat at home and I was having a difficulty, or a friend of mine was having difficulty with her son. And she was telling me about how her son has this problem. And I said to her these words, "The problem is not your son. The problem is society." And I said, because if society were different, your son wouldn't have a problem making a living in this world. Because what your son does, which is make extremely beautiful boxes, but he has a little bit of a temperament, of a body figure, of a personality that people don't understand. And so he can't get along in the world. But his boxes are absolutely beautiful. And something I've not seen before, except in movies of ancient times. So when I said those words, "The problem is not your son, the problem is society," I said, wait, I am society. And though, yes, we can help him maybe by putting him on the show or maybe putting an advertisement for his work on our website, what else can I do? And I thought, because there's got to be something else. And I thought, well, I've gotten so good at building our page for Facebook for the time being. Why don't I build him a Facebook page? And this is something he doesn't know how to do. So it took me all day, but by the end of the day, I'd built him a Facebook page, posted pictures and comments, and befriended a lot of people he doesn't know. But he's actually sold already in less than a couple weeks two boxes at a great price. And so I thought, wow, good for him. And so then I thought, well, what else can I do something for somebody? And so I just made a flyer for somebody's relocation. She's a grand opening in a new space. And this person was completely surprised that I did this for her and she didn't even know. And she wrote back, oh my God, I love you. Nobody's ever done anything like this for me before. So I had to think outside of my own box. Yes, I'm helping people. Yes, Life Changes is already helping people. Yes, we're part of foundations. Yes, we're part of organizations that help even more people. But personally, I had people in my life that I could help. And I wasn't, because I wasn't thinking outside my own box. Our guest today thought outside his own box. I'm a restaurant owner. What can I do? And what he did is incredible. But what he's doing now is even more so. So when we come back, we're going to talk to our guest, Bruno Serrato. We'll tell you more about him right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and our show today is called We Are the Answers to Our Questions. And we're really got some answers in this room.
You know, we were talking off air as we were getting ready for this. This is the perfect show for Life Changes. This is why we do what we do. I'm so excited to have Chef Serrato on with us and to the story that you told. In fact, it reminds me of another partner that I think this is a perfect day to give a shout out to and have everybody keep an eye out for, which is onepositiveact.com, which is building a community, a free community, to be able to do more of these types of things. And it's an exciting day for Life Changes.
It is an exciting day. Our guest is a chef. He's the founder of Katarina's Club, a charitable giving foundation. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And he's the owner of Anaheim White House Restaurant in Anaheim. He is the only restaurant in the world, and the only chef for that matter, that serves over 1,000 free dinners to homeless motel kids every night. So far, he has served over 1 million free dinners. Our guest is Bruno Serrato. Welcome, Bruno, to the show.
Buonasera. Thanks for inviting me. I'm so excited to be with you guys here. I feel like I'm home with you guys.
Buonasera, Bruno. You are home, and we're really happy to have you here. We know how busy you are. You're flying to Italy and on the one hand, receiving awards, but mainly promoting this what you're doing, and everywhere else for that matter. So we're happy to have you here promoting.
Yeah,
even
that's
more.
My goal. I mean, when I'm on TV or radio or anything else, it's not about me. It's all about the children. And my goal is to inspire people around the world to follow my step. Mm-hmm. And like I say, you know, your guess early, you say, I really feed 1 million kids. If I am alone, can feed 1 million kids. Mm. If we put hand in hand together, we can feed billions of children. Mm. And it's exactly what I do when I'm on radio TV show.
I love it. And the reason I shared that story, because it's a recent event, and people could feed the children on their block, for God's sake.
It's their
neighbor.
Exactly what the push. You know, in fact, my charity, which is 10 city, 20 location, Orange County alone. A lot of the location are Boys Girls Club. Remember, we have a 4,300 Boys Girls Club in the country. If every restaurant feed their own Boys Girls Club, we will not have hungry children in America.
Wow.
I will take care of the problem. But if everybody's do it, I cannot do that alone, but try.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing and problem solved. Let's talk about how you got started because, well, actually, I wanted to talk about how you got started doing Katarina's Club, but just real quickly, your story is so great. Let's start from the very beginning.
April 18, 2005, a magical number.
Okay.
My mama Katarina was here in vacation from Italy. We were lunching at my restaurant. We drink a little espresso. At 3 o'clock afternoon, mom say, Bruno, let's do something this afternoon together. So you know what, mom? You're right. Let's go to the Boys Girls Club. She loved children. She had like 7 children on her own. Mm. I mean, here I am taking mom to the Boys Girls Club. And she's going to be around a lot of children, and mom's going to be happy. And by 3:30, 4 o'clock afternoon, a little kid was eating potato chips. Mm. And the director said to me, do you know, Bruno, that kid potato chips is his dinner tonight? And I said, what do you mean is his dinner tonight? So what's the most probably is a motel kit. And he go back home tonight after we take them back after 5 p.m. And a motel room is not even in the kitchen. Even if he has good mom, she can cook for him because there's no kitchen in the motel room. But also in the motel area, which is the darkest place of our society in America, you have a prostitution, drug dealer, drug addict, everything else, you know. I mean, the kids will go back home and most probably don't have dinner. I'm translating that in Italian to mom, and mom say, what? No dinner tonight? Bruno, give him a plate of pasta.
Mm.
And they click on me, and I serve the kid the pasta that night. And that was the first time, April 18, 2005.
Wow.
And 10 years later now, we are over 1,000 kids a day, 7 days a week. And we are in a 10th city in Orange County, 20 locations. And we also inspire people outside of the Orange County, like Texas, Chicago, New York, Italy, Mexico. And I'm looking for Los Angeles now. And I'm looking also for the Holy Land to do that.
For
also.
People to do
to
exactly
follow the
what
Katarina's
doing.
Project. Mm. And it's a piece of cake. I don't do a miracle. You know, only God does miracle. And people think, how can you do all of this? So I just cook pasta.
It's like the miracle of the loaves and fishes.
There you go. That's exactly. I have to teach the people, you know. What they say, don't give them a fish, teach them how to fish. Right? It's exactly what I teach them. You know?
So for 7 years, this is beautiful because it's not like you're an extremely wealthy man. I hope it's okay to say that.
I am not extremely wealthy. I think my bank account is red this week, if I'm not wrong.
Okay, well, we don't have to go there. But for 7 years, you funded this all by yourself.
Yeah, I came out of my own pocket. I was doing, remember, the first 7 years, the economy was good. I did a loan. I never counted how much money I was spending. But by 2009, 2010, that is when I got in trouble because I lost 40% of my business, you know, and we never recuperated.
In the economic downturn, sure.
Yeah. But when my economic downturn to me and the business came down, the case doubled and tripled.
Wow.
I mean, it was a really bad situation. I mean, I did refinance my home.
Wow.
I did refinance the restaurant, tried to keep my business open and the program keep going. And it was very difficult. I mean, believe me, when you are a fine dining restaurant and you lose 40%, you close the door one day, but you still don't want to stop to feeding the kids. Yeah, I did alone on my own packet for 7, 8 years. Almost.
You still didn't want to stop feeding the kids. Other people might have, but you didn't. And you
didn't do it, yeah.
And repeating, 7 days a week.
7 days a week because I also sponsor the Boys Girls Club in Anaheim for 2-3 years to be open on Saturday and Sunday. Because remember, Saturday and Sunday, the kids don't go to school.
Hmm.
It's the same situation all summer. They don't have a kids' lunch or school lunch.
Sure.
That means they're hungry. I mean, I did that. Right now, we are back to 5 because the Boys Girls Club has decided to close Saturday and Sunday. It kind of makes me sad because Saturday and Sunday is the worst day for the kids. And this is when they need it the most.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a really sad situation.
I have to ask you, first of all, what kind of pasta and who actually cooks it?
Pasta marinara.
Pasta marinara. Oh, one of my favorites.
Which obviously, I'm going to tell you a secret. You know, when I do the marinara sauce, I had to hide the veggie because one time I went to the Boys Girls Club. There were a bunch of broccoli and green stuff in the pasta.
And they could see it?
They did not eat it. The kids say, I don't like the green stuff. It's like, and you know, we're also taking care of the healthy issue of the sure. kids. I mean, now we blend it in the marinara sauce. I mean, they don't see the green and they love it. Matter of fact, recently a kid told me, Chef Bruno, you are a 5-star, better than Yelp, better than anything else. I said, why you call me a 5-star? Your pasta is so good. That is what I get from kids, which that is my best Yelp review, believe me.
When we come back, I do want to know more about that, but I also want to talk about your restaurant because your restaurant is absolutely beautiful and it's incredible. And it's also had some very interesting people come visit it. So we will talk about the Anaheim White House restaurant and continue talking with our guest Bruno Cerrato when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and I have so many questions for Bruno Cerrato, and I have to ask before we get to the restaurant. How much pasta do you actually cook?
80 pounds a day.
80 pounds?
80 pounds. We are count 15 gallons of tomato sauce, marinara sauce. And it's like, remember, you cook 80 pounds of pasta, you double the weight. Because, you know, it's 80 pounds before we cook.
It's 160 pounds.
It's 160 pounds at the end when you cook it. I mean, it's a lot of pasta,
that's
believe
work.
Me. A lot of work. I work my butt off. Believe me. It's like, you should see me. When we cook in the kitchen, you can see pasta, 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 pasta. And if you love pasta, come to see me. I can give some.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the restaurant because people can come and enjoy their own pasta at the restaurant and all kinds of other things. Anaheim White House Restaurant. Tell us a little bit about that.
Honestly, not because I own it. I believe I have the most gorgeous restaurant on the West Coast. And the reason because it was built in 1909. Mm-hmm. It's an historical national landmark. It's a gorgeous, beautiful Italian villa. Mm. And the inside, had an Italian artist came from Italy. He did a fresco that you see in Sistine Chapel, Castle of Catherine of Medici in Florence, and a big villa. I mean, why are you eating my own restaurant? You feel like you're back in Italy.
Mm.
Food I cook, obviously, is excellent.
Amazing.
I mean, amazing, the best you'll ever get.
Sure.
And a great service, but the ambience, is to get a great restaurant, you have to have the ambience, the service, the food. And I'm not of any egocentric thing, but I think it's a beautiful place, really gorgeous place. People, you can find fish, meat, pasta, we have a lot of variety, and people really love it. I mean, I'm very successful in that area because also we only like 10 blocks from Disneyland, maybe, Anaheim Convention Center, Angel Stadium, on the sand when people come to see the Ducks hockey team or concert. I'm right here on the center of the 5 freeway or 57 freeway. And when people like to meet in Orange County, in the center of Orange County, they come to Anaheim and they come to visit me. But believe me, when you come to visit, ask for Chef Bruno. I can give a hug also. But make sure you bring pasta, because what I tell my friends and customer, that when you come for dinner, you have a date or business, stop by to a store, bring me a big, it only costs $1.25, leave on the front desk, and guess what? One box of spaghetti I can cook for 70 kids.
Wow.
Now imagine you come with your girlfriend, wife, boyfriend, who cares, right? You eat your own filet mignon, your lobster ravioli, or your wagyu steak. But you did deliver me one box of spaghetti and 7 kids eat that night because of you.
Wow.
You must feel good about it.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. Actually, if you all want to see a picture of... unfortunately, I've never been. I live in Los Angeles, and Orange County is another country, so I don't have my passport to go there yet. But
I'll give you the visa to come to my restaurant.
I will come.
Full-time visa.
I will come with pleasure. You have to see this picture. And let me give you this website, AnaheimWhitehouse.com. And for those of you who are not in Orange County, I'll spell Anaheim, A-N-A-H-E-I-M, WhiteHouse.com. Not only will you see a beautiful picture there, not only can you learn what you need to learn and make reservations and all that stuff and the menu of that, but you will also see Katarina's Club, and you'll want to click on that, and we'll tell you why.
Yeah, well, Katarina's Club is the name of my foundation, and if you do click on the Katarina's Club site, you will see everything I do, what I've done, and what our project is. And as you heard, how many kids I feed, and we just saw the 1 million meals a couple months ago, the landmark of that meal to be served in 10 years. I mean, you understand a lot of Katarina, and you also have the new project, which is also called the Welcome Home Project.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Welcome Home Project is a reason I started to do that a couple of years ago, because when I feed the kids every afternoon, 4 o'clock, I'm happy. But by 5 o'clock, I have a sadness inside of me, because I know where the kids go back. They go back to very dark society, which is the motel room area. But I find out there's also a great American family who live in this motel room, who lost home because they lost job, because of the economy turned around. And the problem, they are stuck in those rooms because they don't have a first and last month down payment.
Yes.
They may start to qualify family if they have 2 kids minimum. If they have a job, at least for 6 months, that means they're ready to go back on track to the regular society. I pay first and last month and move them to a 2-3-bedroom apartment. In the last 2 years, we already moved 500 people, which is over 85 families. And you change life-changing, completely to the people. I do for the kids, but I know that those family, the adults, their dignity back and the security back to be somewhere in a better place. And what I find out after I move so many child, so many kids, so many family, the children's life changed completely. Emotionally, mentally, at school, with friends, completely different. A little boy named Anthony was the worst at school before I moved him out. 6-7 months later, his mom called me, texted me, said, I just want to share with you, Anthony just came home with student of the month.
Wow.
It is a life change completely to the children. And that is amazing. Not only you keep them away from prostitution, drug addicts, sexual abuse of the motel room area, but when they go to a 2-bedroom apartment, to a normal place to live, his life changed completely to the kids and the mom and dad.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say about that. That is incredible. And people can go to, they can actually go to katarinasclub.org directly. And so we'll give that out. Katarina, C-A-T-E-R-I-N-A-S, club, C-L-U-B.org. And, or like I said, AnaheimWhiteHouse.com, and click on Katarina's Club, and you'll see a donate here button for those who want to donate. And for those who want to have fun while they donate, they could eat at the restaurant, because some of what is made in the restaurant also goes to what you do.
Well,
right?
What we do right now, we do La Tagliela, the restaurant.
Right.
I have a big one coming up.
Yes, you do.
And it's August 30 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I do that at the Presidential Library of Richard Nixon in Yorba Linda. And this is the big gala of the year to raise money for the kids. Anybody want to come, you know, is a $250 per person, mm-hmm, or $2,500 for a table. Then we get 10 friends together.
A table of 10.
You will support, mm-hmm, the kids. And the Nixon Library is gorgeous, Presidential Library. But one of the highlights of the night, we have a Marie Elena who's going to sing also. And she is a star on her own. And she does amazing, beautiful things for the children. But if you do like to come to that event, call us at the White House and say you want to come to the gala for the Katarina's Club, August 30, Sunday night, 5 p.m. at the Nixon Library. But you need to make reservations. It's mandatory.
You have to make reservations. And you can call Anaheim White House at 714-772-1381.
Yes.
That's 714-772-1381.
Also, they go to Katarina's Club page. They can buy the ticket and the table on their page. I'm sure there's a link in there already.
Speaking of the beautiful lady in the other room, how did you meet her?
Well, that girl is everywhere around the world. You can see her in Cabaret in New York, Cabaret in Rome, Cabaret in Paris, or in Hollywood. Uh-huh. And the night I met her was an amazing night. I was getting honor at the Paramount Studio backlot, the New York backlot. They were honoring Andrea Bocelli, mm-hmm, which is another amazing performance, like Marie Elena is. Mm-hmm. And they were honoring me, and she just came to me. It's like, hi, I'm Marie Elena, Bruno. I'd like to meet you, and hug and kiss. And she had to be one of my best friends on the road today. And but the most amazing thing that she has done, beside the night we met with Andrea Bocelli, she offered herself, if I need anything for the children, to call her up. And a lot of people say, can I help? I say, yes. And they disappear. Mm. A lot of people say, oh, I want to help you. I say, yes, and they disappear. Mm. Marie Elena do not disappear. She does not sleep. She's wake you up in the middle of the night and something come out good for the kids. Mm. And she perform for the kids for free almost all the time. She's an amazing girl. And honestly, God, if you never heard her singing, do it. You know, Edith Piaf died 100 years ago, something like that. It's the 100th anniversary or something. Mm-hmm. If you see her sing Edith Piaf, you think Edith Piaf came back to earth.
You know, unfortunately, we might get her to be able to do like one line or two, but we're not going to hear Edith Piaf tonight. But fortunately, we're going to hear two other special songs, and we'll talk about her in a little bit, and talk about why they're special. But talking about getting involved at katarinasclub.org, or by clicking on Katarina's Club at the Anaheim WhiteHouse.com. There is a get involved, right?
Yeah. A lot of people sometimes don't know what to do for charity. And remember, we all know there's like a scam bag out there that people charity, take money, and nothing go to anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hear that Anderson Cooper on CNN lately, was the veteran, $250 million, nothing went to the vet. But if you come to the restaurant at 3 p.m., you will see 80 pounds of pasta being cooked, mm-hmm, and being delivered to the children with your own eyes. Then give us a call. Say, what can we do? And I tell people, you know what? Do a charity. You are in Hollywood. You are in Beverly Hills. Invite me. Do a charity in your own house. I come as your guest. I do a speech. We pass envelope. Have people to pay for your dinner at your own house. Mm. Donate it to Katarina. But I'd love you to come to see the children. Come with me. I serve the kids with you. Mm. Let that you know that I'm a reality. You know, if you go to my website.
And that's also good for the children.
Oh, it's amazing. And I tell people, you know, if you go to my website, look at my video, you see me interact with the children. Mm-hmm. I mean, is you don't have to worry about where my money go. Mm-hmm. Or can I help a good charity or not? Because, you know, sometimes you give money to charity, they have no idea where they go. Mm-hmm. With me, you will know where they go.
It goes to pasta.
Pasta and marinara.
Well, and it goes to other cities you've inspired.
Well, I mean, when I started, the first one is Anaheim, you know, on Broadway. And it was amazing because I never thought I'm going to serve that many kids every day. That was my first plate of pasta 10 years ago. When I expanded in Anaheim, no way I thought I'm going to be in 10 cities in 20 locations, Orange County alone.
And it's just the beginning, Bruno.
But when the people start to tell me I'm doing in Texas, in Mexico, in New York, in Chicago, in Italy, in South America because of Caterina's project, I was like, Mamma mia, where are we going?
Literally, Mamma mia, because thank you, Caterina.
Thanks to her. Everything I do
thank you, Bruno.
Is only credit to her, not to me. She's the one and one only deserve every credit, every award that I got from the world. It all goes to Mama Caterina.
I love this story because it's like a true Italian mama, you know? That's, yeah,
she's a real true Italian mama.
And now we mentioned it earlier, but and now you've become famous. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that and how you're spreading the word around the world yourself, including what you're doing here tonight and in other shows that you've done. Let's talk about those. And I just got asked this. There's some famous people that have gone to your restaurant that I...
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. I'm
but
curious.
But you have not.
But I have not. You're right. But I will. We will. We all should go.
More famous people to come.
You're looking at me, Maria Elena. We're going to go, right? We're going to go. Okay. All right. So with that, when we come back, we're going to talk about all that. And soon after that, we are going to hear that famous voice of Maria Elena Infantino, all after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We are already having a lot of fun. And Maria Elena Infantino isn't even in the room. She's in the studio, though. And we'll hear her in a little bit. We're having a lot of fun with Bruno. And the story, you know, the interesting thing is that you... I love when we said, let's start at the beginning. You started with the kids and how that all happened. And interestingly enough, I was also thinking about your beginning coming to America from was it from Italy or from France?
Yeah, Italy.
At that point?
I came from Verona with $200 in my pocket. They don't speak English. I was 25 years old. My first job was a dishwasher. Mm. I remember I came from a very poor family myself. I used to eat spaghetti every day for lunch, leftover bread and milk for dinner for 15 years, wearing underwear, socks, pants, shirts from people across the street. Mm. And when I came to America, I had to start again from scratch. But I didn't care. I'm not scared to work. I will do anything, even a dishwasher, which is not in bed to be a dishwasher anyway. Just washing dishes, right? Mm. And I went there from busboy, waiter, captain, to own my own restaurant. And I am where I am today, you know, serving normal people, famous people, a little bit of everything. But Bruno's the same Bruno then used to eat spaghetti and leftover bread and milk at nighttime.
And that same Bruno has something a little different, and that is people come to see Bruno. Can we talk about some of the people that have come to your restaurant and come to see you?
Yeah, sometimes I think like, oh my God, it's unreal. I had two presidents in the United States, President Jimmy Carter, President George Bush's son, which is amazing to have two presidents in your restaurant, you know. Mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani, which is the most beautiful girl. Did the catering for Madonna, and my legs were shaking because I heard so many rumors about her, but she was the one, the most lovely woman catering I never did. She kissed my cheeks. I did not wash myself for a couple of weeks because I love that girl. You know, Vogue strike the pose. Ghost
Vogue
down.
Strike a pose.
Good, but Derek Jeter, Pelé. Bocelli came for dinner also. I mean, a lot of stars. Mira Sorvino is becoming later a lot. Because you know, remember, I'm only a few blocks from Disneyland. I mean, you can even Beverly Hills in New York, Chicago, but you always want to take your children or your grandkids to Disneyland. Mm. But after all day at Disneyland, maybe you get a babysitter at nighttime. You want to go out for dinner because it'll be a tough day. It's only two blocks from Disneyland. I mean, come to the White House to see me, ask her for Chef Bruno. And you don't have to be famous to come to my restaurant, be who you are. And
You just have to make a reservation.
Make a reservation all the time because we need to make a plus, I need customer, believe me, I told you.
Sure.
It's not like it used to be. I mean, like if you come spend money in my restaurant, I say, thank you. I mean, you helped me to survive. You know?
And plus, it's not just your livelihood, but it's your passion.
Oh, I love what I do. I love my restaurant. Obviously, I've been in the restaurant business since I'm 14. But remember, the restaurant is also the heart of Caterina's Club. That's where they start. That's where it does everything. If the restaurant fell, Caterina could fail. That's the last things on her that I want that to happen. Mm. And I really work a lot to make the restaurant keep going as much as I can because I don't want Caterina to fail. I have too much responsibility to feed 5,000 kids a week, which is a quarter of a million kids a year. It's a lot of children.
And growing. Fortunately and unfortunately. Fortunately, you're able to feed more and more. And unfortunately, there are that many more children that need feeding.
The last statistic I was studying on it, one every seven kids in America unsecure to have a hot meal.
One every seven?
Kids in America, which is over 7 million kids. We have 25 million people unsecure to have a hot meal. Our kids are motel kids, Section 8, mobile park, underprivileged kids from all over. If I don't feed the underprivileged kids, sometimes they get 50 cents to get a sandwich on a vending machine. Imagine eating from a vending machine for 10, 20 years in your life. It's pretty disgusting, right? And imagine to live in a motel room for 12 years. I move out a motel family of seven, mom, dad, five kids. They were in this room for 12 years. Wow. Kids were telling me they would do their homework sitting on the toilet because that was the only place which was quiet.
Wow.
I can't believe that that is in our own backyard. And as you know, I was a CNN hero. Once,
yes.
My speech say, and I want to repeat that with you, I want to feed the kids all over the world. But before I start to do that, I want to do that on my own backyard right here in the United States of America. And it's time to stop to talk about it, but it's time to do something about it. That was my 40-second speech of fame at CNN Hero, but it meaning a lot. Mm. And I do want to feed kids in America, in Africa, in Australia, in China, anywhere. I want to. But before I do that, let's feed our own children in our own country, which that is what my voice is all about, you know. And I'm glad that Mexico find Katrina's project started Italy did. And I wanted to go all over, but my goal right now is, I was so happy when we did New York and Chicago, thanks to Barilla Pasta, who sponsored the project. And I feel like I was at Brooklyn Boys Girls Club 2 months ago, and 300 kids was being fed with Paterina culture. It's like, oh my God, I am in New York now. I'm in Chicago, I'm in Texas. Mm-hmm. And it can be on every single city of the United States of America. But let's take care of our kids right here. It's our future. Mm. Children in our country are the future. And if we don't take care of them, where our country will go.
And again, people can give money they can give money, they can give pasta, they can give their time and effort. And they could also feed the child across the street, right next door, the door exactly. next to them in the apartment.
Exactly. There's a lot of things you can do in our project. And I have a third project which is starting now. I'm talking very fast. I want to start to teach the kids a hospitality industry like that when they're teenagers. Maybe they can go to a restaurant or an hotel room to find a job.
Oh, jeez.
And I want to do a 2 month project.
You have to live forever, Bruno.
I'm doing life changing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You know what? On that note, I was thinking while I'm listening to you speak and thinking of the impact for those that think of it just as a meal that you're handing out. I was translating in my mind how many hours of happiness in an evening that meal gives out. How many good nights of sleep? How many moments of feeling safe for the first time or for a brief moment or for 7 years now if they've been part of your experience?
I was talking to my best friend John this morning having breakfast. And I said, John, you see what I've been doing since Capodaccio in town with me. I'm working 15, 16, 17 hours a day. Mm. And John said, yes, you do a life-changing. You say, well, John, so when I see the smile of the kids, and when I know what they do, how can I stop? When the restaurant was doing very bad, worse than today, my manager, my chef said, stop, we can't do it. I look at him and say, how can I stop to do what I do when I know the impact that you do to this family and these children? And I asked all my friends, Mariella is one, John is the other one, said, you know, guys, I need help. I can't do that alone. Talk to your friends. Talk to people if they can buy a table for August 30, if they can do a party donated for Caterina. I'm always say that. I'm not afraid to say that. Some people get afraid. They run away because they're scared. I think they think they might go to heaven with a suitcase full of dollars and money. They don't know, then you can't take the money with you. I mean, before you die, just give a donation to who needs it. Because a lot of people out there, they want to just make money for themselves.
I have a lump in my throat.
There you go.
And you're making me laugh, too. Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I really, really thank to everybody who invited me to the show. I'm thanking both of you. It was a great pleasure.
It's our pleasure.
Our pleasure indeed. Katarinasclub.org and AnaheimWhiteHouse.com. Our guest has been, and will continue while we have Maria Elena Infantino here in just a moment, to be the Bruno Cerato. You keep an eye out for him, support him. It's been a great pleasure. We'll be back right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Our musical guest is here. Well, she's been here throughout. She's not in the studio with us. She is Maria Elena Infantino. She's an international singer and actress. She's half Italian and half Bulgarian from Rome. Welcome, Maria Elena.
Grazie, buonasera.
Prego, prego, benvenuta. And I should also say thank you. You helped arrange for Bruno Serrato to be our guest today.
I like to put wonderful people together.
You do. You do a lot of events.
Yes.
And you bring people together to help raise money and for good causes and then entertain them at the same time.
I just believe there is enough room under the sun for everybody. And there is enough room for everybody to have fun and do something for the greater good. And a lot of artists in LA ask me to sing with me. And I say, sure, come to the Sofitel, come to Vibrato, come to all of the places. And we just sing together.
We haven't sung together. We've worked together.
We actually did, though.
Did we?
Work together.
We worked together.
Yes.
Right. I was master of ceremonies and
yes.
You were singing.
Yes.
But we should sing.
The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. I agree. I agree, especially with all that's happening. And tell us actually your involvement while we're at it with the red carpet gala for Caterina's
Club. Oh, at the red carpet gala on the 30th of August, I'll be singing for Bruno, his kids, for the guests. And actually this time we're changing a little bit. Usually I sing before the meal when I entertain just as a welcome. This time I'm getting an award by Sir Bruno.
Oh, Sir Bruno now.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, Cavaliere Bruno.
Cavaliere Bruno.
He's knighted by the...
Exactly.
By the Italian president.
And he's giving me the award as a humanitarian singer. And I'm going to sing at the end because I'm going to initiate the dances.
Well, there
so
it
this
is.
Time we dance after dinner to digest better the pasta.
You're going to say, everybody dance.
Yes, move it, move it.
You know, you not only believe that there's enough for everybody, but evidently you believe that there's enough time for everything because you are here when you should be at the airport.
That's how much I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. We want to make sure you make your plane, but you are leaving for Caracas.
Mm-hmm,
tell us what you're going to do there because it's exciting.
Okay, so I'm going to Caracas in Venezuela to shoot this movie because, as you said, I'm also an actress. And everyone is saying, oh, you're going to sing there in a movie. And I said, no, it's completely different. It's 80 men. In the 80s, the movie set in the 80s, and it's about the thugs and the gangs in Caracas and all the big issues that were happening in Caracas in those years. And I'm one of the three women in the whole movie.
Now, when we're on television, you would see how funny this is. But in the meantime, you'll have to wait till the pictures are posted on Facebook because Maria Elena is come si dice, how would you say... You're not as tall as some of us.
Small but mighty. And you know in Italian.
And she's going to be with all these small but mighty. She's going to be with all these gang.
But you know the detto.
Mob.
There is the good wine and nella botte piccola.
Right.
It's in the small, how'd you say?
Botte.
Barrel. Yes, the good wine is in the small barrel.
The good wine is in the small barrel. Well, you go, good wine. You go. So speaking of going... I know you're going to sing two great songs for us. I love them both. Before you do, Bruno reminded me about Edith Piaf. Can you do just a... because...
You know I impersonate her. That's you, why you
well,
want
Well, you
me
don't
to
actually
do.
Impersonate her. You're like, you are her.
I mean,
it's just crazy. Can you do like one phrase? Not
sure.
Too much.
Okay. No regrets. Because we have no regrets. Okay,
yeah, just one line.
Okay. No, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Bruno loves Piaf.
I love it. Okay. So what are you really going to sing for us?
For real? Now
for
I'm
going
to sing a Lume Secco, which is the donkey song.
A Sicilian song.
Yes.
How mm-hmm. perfect.
Because my dad was Sicilian.
And so are my parents.
Oh, there you go. Buon sangue non mente. Good blood doesn't lie.
Well, tell us about it. I mean, because it was a song that was used. Oh, the music started. But it was a song.
It was the song that was used in Godfather Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when the little kid is in quarantine and he starts singing the song, it's a Sicilian folk song that my dad rearranged, and that's his arrangement.
That was used in the movie. This is awesome. Okay,
yeah.
let's hear you do it. Okay. Are you going to dedicate this to Papa?
To Papa and to my hero, Papa Bruno.
Papa Bruno, okay. So, what's it called again?
Lume Sheco, my donkey, because the donkey, you know, in Sicily carries everything, the food, the fruit, the people. So it's essential. But the funny thing about the song is that the owner mourns the donkey's death because he was a great tenor. He used to sing very well.
The donkey?
Yes, he was a great donkey. Sicilian donkey.
I got to hear this. Okay.
Okay.
Here's Maria Elena Infantino with Lume Sheco.
E quando cantava faceva iha 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 ha ha ha, cerco io di nome cori con mai a taglia scordari. Quando cantava faceva iha 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 ha ha ha, cerco mio di nome cori con mai a taglia scordari.
Maria Elena, Maria Elena, you brought a tear to my eye. I know that song extremely well.
Yes?
My father used to sing it all the time. I just never knew that's what it was called.
Oh, really?
And as soon as you started, I'm like, wow.
Oh, is that what she meant?
Oh, thank you so much. That,
my pleasure.
That was a beautiful thing. So
so now you like the donkey. You always like the donkey.
I've known it all my life. I just didn't.
Hey, ma scusa, what true Sicilian wouldn't
know
the donkey song?
Doesn't know that song, right.
You're authentic Sicilian.
I didn't know what it was called, or maybe we referred to it by a different name. But anyway, so thank you. That was very
special. That's what happened at Life Changes.
That's what happens at Life Changes. It does. It does indeed. Now, the second song is actually very special, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Because I produced my first short film about 2 years ago. It was a parody of Argo. And I actually met Ben Affleck because I said, we're going to do a parody of Argo for the Tosca's that we do every year at the Egyptian Theater with Brits in LA. And he said, oh, you had a better idea than what I had? I was like, no, not at all. It's just a different take. So I was producing this short film. It was a 5-minute short. And we called it Stargo, the musical.
Okay.
So you can imagine. And this song was written by Elaine Macaluso for the purpose of this short. And it was just for me, just written for me. And it's called We Are Stars.
We Are Stars. I love this song. Actually, I should give out your website right now. Mm-hmm. Maria Elena Infantino. Gosh, I have to spell that for people, right? So Maria, M-A-R-I-E. Right?
Maria.
M-A. I'm sorry. M-A-R-I-A. Then E-L-E-N-A-I-N-F-A-N-T-I-N-O.com.
Bravo.
Okay. So we're going to hear We Are Stars, sung by Maria Elena Infantino here on the Life Changer Show right now.
Sleepless nights, lying there alone in darkness. Still, I don't know why I can't dream. Casting wishing stones, flicker in the moonlit waters, shivers through my bones. Should I believe? A whisper. Just a feeling. A gaze, we lock eyes, awaken deep inside. We are stars, fire in our hearts. What was once so far from sight, we see now with naked eyes. Love is blinding light. I'm not
one thing I really like about your presence here today is everywhere I see you, all the pictures and everything, you are in these extremely beautiful, glamorous dresses. And here today, you're casual, and and I mean, you're perfect.
In jeans, because I'm traveling, honey.
I love it. I love it. And I better stop because otherwise you won't make your plane.
So
I think we did good.
Fantastic. I loved it. Thank you so much for having me.
We had such a great time. Thank you, Maria Elena Infantino. Thank you, Bruno Cerato.
Grazie.
Thank you, all the listeners. On behalf of Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo and Doug Newson at BBS Radio Network, and on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, we want to remind you that as your life changes, as ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
Ciao.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.